Blog Talk Radio.
Cast all your cares unto him, for he cares for you. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:7. Reach me, O Lord, and know that my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. Psalms 139:23. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. B. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forever. Psalms 121:5. Praise be to Lord, to God our Savior, who daily hears our burdens. Psalm 68:19. Good evening. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and also the director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, a ministry embracing widows and also other special loved ones as well. I am happy to know that I see all the numbers coming up, and I see that I have a full house tonight, and I thank you for tuning in. We will continue our 6 weeks grief session, Journey Through Grief. And tonight we're going into our second book. We just finished A Time to Grieve. And tonight we will begin Experiencing Grief. And the two topics we're going to talk about tonight is When the Loss Sinks In. And the other title topic, You Cannot Not Grieve. And as I mentioned before, that I am teaching out of four books written by Kenneth Hawk, and he is the CEO and president of Stevens Ministry. These books have been very helpful to me, and it can be very helpful to you. It's very resourceful, comforting, with every emotion, step by step through the journey of grief. You can purchase them, all four, for only $10. So if you would like to purchase them, I still have some on hand, so please give me a call after the show or another day, and let me know that you would like to purchase them, because these are very good resourceful information, and it really just comes down to exactly how one feels and emotion that you go through as you're going through the journey of grief. Let's begin our topic first. First, I want to read something that the author wrote in, at the beginning of this second book. He said that a friend told him the finality of his wife's death sank in the sank for the first time. It was a few months later. It was at a store, and it all dawned on him that he was alone. His wife wasn't coming back. Everyone else was going on as if everything was normal. All he could think was, how can they act like nothing happening? My wife is dead. Life can never be normal again. As I walked out, I went to my car and I began to cry. Maybe you've had a similar experience. People around you are living as if everything is normal, but everything is not normal for you. Your loved one is gone. Your world turns upside down, and the pain may sometimes seem unbearable. Have you felt some of this pain? Yes, we all feel some type of pain as we go through the grieving process. When the loss sinks in, the loss finally sinks in. Your loved one really did die. He or she is not coming back. This is a time when you may be feeling very sad and very bad. But the fact that you feel that way isn't bad, because it means that you are feeling. You're actually feeling. So overwhelmed that your heart finds hard to accept. We can't change what happened to keep holding off the full impact of the loss. Reality that our loved one is indeed gone. Reality comes pain. A mother said, a grieving mother said, the loss of her baby. The hole in my soul was so deep that I could see the bottom. You could also feel as if you can't see the bottom, or perhaps as if you hit rock bottom. At times you may wonder if you can survive, or even want to survive without your loved one. Just remember, Jesus is the rock at the bottom. Yes, you can and will survive. The pain you feel right now will not always be as intense and will not last forever. It does go away eventually. The pain will come and go. Let the reality of your loss sink in. As painful as that reality may be, you can only heal when you feel. Do you know that experiencing the feeling you lost has stirred up is one step towards feeling? You're actually going through the motion. The next topic, you cannot not grieve. Do you understand? You must grieve to get through it. You must grieve. You must go through the grief process. There are so many things in life where mind over matter works. When we can push them aside, ignore them, and they won't affect us. But grief is one of them. Ignoring grief won't make it go away or keep it from affecting you. You cannot not grieve. It is important that you go through the process. We cannot avoid grieving a loss. You cannot not grieve any more than you cannot bleed. If you cut your finger, you bleed. If you lose someone you love, you grieve. It's as simple as Nate and as that, and natural as that. But I must defend you. I must defend you that it is not as simple as that. No, it wasn't as simple as that for me. Yes, this is what he wrote. This is what he's trying to get us to go through. But it's not as simple as that. When I experienced the loss of my husband, it wasn't as simple as that. Yes, I cried and cried and cried. But one day, God dried up those tears, and I was able to talk to people without crying. So it does get better. He's right there helping us through. God is helping us through the journey of grief. Once again, we cannot not grieve. We must grieve in order to heal from our hurt. This is not healthy. It can cause anxiety, sickness, and sleepless nights. The death of a loved one will trigger lots of thoughts, memories, and emotions that can't remain bottled up forever. Grief is a natural and healthy way to allow these feelings to surface and move out of us. It must move out of us. People try to avoid grieving for many reasons. A woman once said that when she lost her mother, she resisted grieving by taking care of everyone else, her father, her sibling, and her own children. She said at time everyone said, "You are taking it so well." But 10 years, would you believe it? 10 years later, it caught up with her, and she finally broke down. See how healthy that was? She kept it all to herself. She bottled it up. She took care of other family members. It really helped her for a while. But to know that you never grieved all those years and now finally, I'm sure she went through all type of emotion after she finally decided to grieve herself. And some of us do hold on to things in our hearts and trying to keep our feelings, trying to please other people, saying when other people say, "You should have gotten over it by now." That's a hurtful thing. But some of us try to avoid grieving because of how other people feel and the comments that they make. Another story, a man told, "I always kept a lid on my feelings and kept emotional distance from people. When my wife died, I simply didn't know how to grieve. I didn't know how to express my emotions. And even if I had no one to turn to." Eventually, he did find the support and acquire the skill that he needed in a grief support group. It is I would suggest, and it is important, that when you're going through the process of grief, you need someone to talk to. You need to go to find a support group, because this will help you to get through those emotional and feelings that you will have. So please reach out and find a support group that you will feel comfortable with. There is many out there, and I'm glad to know that you're on the air listening to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry, who we just don't minister on air for widows, but also others that are also lost a loved one. And we want to be there and reach out for you as in any way that we possibly can. And there are other groups. There's another group out there. It's called Grief Share. Grief Share is an organization that most churches have. It's a 13-session grief support. And if you go on griefshare.org, you will find a location close to you, because there's so many churches that do have this program. So that's another support group that you can reach out to. See if your church is one of the ones that does provide this program. The Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, yes, we did it for a while, and there are other things that we are doing as well for grief. So just reach out to your church, and also go on the website to griefshare.org and see if there's one in your area. It's a 13-week session, but you don't have to go to every single one, but it's very helpful, as many as you can. So there's, and also I know that if your loved one had went into hospice, they have a great program too. They walk, even after the death, they support you through that journey of grief. So there's lots of program out there. You just have to reach out. Don't try to go through this journey alone, because it's very hard, and sometimes it can cause a lot of anxiety, emotions, and also health issues. So just knowing that there's help out there, and I'm hoping that the next Chapter Widows Ministry talk show is helping you as well. Let's continue on with our topic. I also want to read this quote. There is no way around the pain that you naturally feel when someone you love dies. You can't go over it, under it, or around it. Going through it is what you need to heal. So it's so important that you go through it. You can't think your way through grief. You need to feel your way. There are so many reasons why people have difficulty grieving. More important than the reason why, however, is the simple truth that emotions of grief need to be dealt with. Attempting to resist them or bury them can only delay them for a while. Eventually, they need to come out. And they will come out. It's better to let these feelings come out in healthy ways now to have them surface in unhealthy ways later. Once again, you cannot not grieve. It is so important that you go through the grieving process and not try to deal with it by yourself and hold it in. Please get some sort of support, grief support group. Or sometimes it's so unbearable, we need professional counseling. So just know that it is okay. A lot of different nationality, we don't believe in professional help, psychiatrists, that's pretty much. But sometimes we do. And if that is what you need, please do that. Don't go through these emotions if it's causing some sort of people have really bad anxiety. I had one of my widows who, when she lost her husband, she every morning at 7 o'clock she would call me, and she went through these anxiety moments. And every morning at 7 o'clock for quite some while, she would call me, and we would talk. We would talk through it. But one morning, all of a sudden, it seems like God didn't want her to go through that anymore, didn't want her, our conversations, he wanted to deal with the situation. The phone just went out. I could not connect with her. She could not connect with me. And I really felt that was God. It's more or less telling how to be strong again. And how to know that, you know I was helping, but I wasn't the source that she needed to go to. She needed to, but hers really got very unhealthy, and she needed a professional help. And she did get it, and she's better and doing well today. But each and every person is different. So you know how much, how you're going through your emotions. So those are the two topics that I, that is all I'm going to speak on tonight. And the other three, I'm going to be talking about three other topics next week. The many feelings of grief, the first holiday, and the first year. And the reason why I sort of went, took some topics throughout the book, I did not go in order because I felt that getting close the next week after, it's going to be Christmas and New Year's. And some of you, this is your first holiday, first Christmas holiday and New Year's, and the first year. So we're going to go over the many feelings of grief and also how to get through that first holiday and that first year together. I have something else I want to read that I want to share. And I have an inspirational a book that I read that's a daily inspirational book. And it's just like Jesus is talking to you. The lady that wrote it, I'm going to read the back of it. I have a few minutes to read the back of it. And it says that the name of it is Jesus Today. It was written during a difficult time of the author. Yet the word of the scripture of Jesus' own presence were ever near, bringing her hope and comfort for each new day. Whether you are needing a lifetime in your lifeline in your discouragement, or simply longing for encouraging boost in your day, this devotional is a good one. But also, I wanted to say it is written as if Jesus Himself is assuring you that He is in control, that He is good, and that the glorious future awaits all who anchor their hope on Him. And I'm going to read this because when I read this, I feel that Jesus is talking to me and talking directly to me. But tonight, He's going to be talking to us. And I'm going to read this, and this is going to be the end of our show for tonight. Cast all your cares on me, for I am watching over you. I am actually a very good catcher. So throw me in your cares, your anxiety and concern with abandon. As soon as you release these worries, these emotions, you can breathe a sigh of relief and release yourself in my loving presence. And I'm going to ad lib because, yes, He is in your presence. He's there. Sometimes you don't feel like He's there. He is. You feel like you're in a dark place and no one can feel what you're feeling. But Jesus is right there. He knows every bit of your emotions. Because He says that He is in your every loving presence. It doesn't matter if you have to do this many, many times each day. But sometimes during the night, too, I am always awake, ready to catch your cares and bear your burdens. Because I am infinitely powerful, bearing your burden does not weigh me down at all. It doesn't care how heavy your burden is. Jesus can take care of it, can help you through it. He said, in fact, I enjoy the game of catch very much because I see the load becoming lighter and your face becoming brighter. No matter how much you throw it at me, He said, it doesn't matter how much you can ask Him and throw things at Him every day. He'll be right there trying to catch it. No matter how much you throw, I will never miss. So refuse to let your worries weigh you down. Remember that I am with you, ready to help with whatever you are facing and whatever, anything. Instead of mulling over your problems, look to me lightheartedly and say, catch me, Jesus. Catch me, Jesus. Then fling your cares into my strong, waiting hands. He does just that. He's always have his hands open to us, asking us so to come to him. Cast your cares to him, because just like he said, he's a good catcher. He's there to catch all your burdens. I know sometimes it's hard and you're in a dark place, but he can make you feel, he can put a smile on your face. He'll help you through this time in your life. I know this holiday season is the probably one of the most difficult times you've gone through the grieving process. But just like God said, cast all your cares on me. He's there. Jesus, catch me. Let him catch you, because he's caught me and he's walked with me, and I'm a witness. I had two little babies, only 6 years of marriage, and he got me through it. He's given me the strength to move on, and I'm so thankful that I know the love of God and what he can do. He'll do it. He's done it for me, and he'll do it for you. And that is the end of our show for tonight. Be blessed. Have a great week. Just find some scriptures to give you strength. The book of Psalms is a great one. So chew on some of those verses and Psalms, and just be prayerful, because prayer is power. And it changes things. It doesn't matter how difficult your particular situation is and how you feel right now. God is your present in the time of trouble, when you're sad, despair. He's right there with you. Be blessed. Have a great week. Tune in again next week, same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. And we will talk about those topics I mentioned. Good night, and have a great week. And listen to Travis Green. He made a way.
words.